This is a series of podcasts from the 2010 Virginia Film Festival, coming to you from the Filmmakers Lounge at Escafé on the eastern end of the downtown mall. Next up, Sean McCord with a local filmmaker whose documentary has gone global.
This is Sean McCord on day two of the Virginia Film Festival. We're talking with Chris Farina. He's got a new documentary film called World Peace and Other Fourth Grade Achievements. Chris, I love that title, and it's got a very deep Charlottesville connection. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and then about the film.
Well, I've lived in Charlottesville for a number of years and grew up in Baltimore and came to school like so many people came to Charlottesville through UVA. Mm-hmm. And then basically decided to stay. Made basically independent films that not too many people see.
That's what festivals are for.
Well, it certainly is the case, because especially with a project like this, which is really just a small film in many ways, without any sort of real funding behind it, the way to get people to see it is the film festival route. Mm-hmm. And then hope that it goes bigger, from attention from festivals. So that really is our way of trying to really spread the mission of the film, which is as much as anything about the teacher and his work with children.
Right. Well, tell us about the teacher, because I think this is a story that locals may be familiar with.
John Hunter is the featured of the film. He has taught for over 30 years. He's a Virginia native, grew up outside of Richmond, Virginia, Chesterfield County. Mm-hmm. And when his first year of teaching, he created this exercise called the World Peace Game. And it's a political science simulation where these fourth graders will take on the roles of leaders of fictional countries. And he hands them a myriad set of problems that are all interlocked that they have to figure their way out of. So the film is a portrait of John, and interweaved with that is following these children through this process of this game, essentially.
And it turns out that these fourth graders, they've got some pretty good ideas.
Oh, the fourth graders are brilliant. I mean, they can think outside the box. Mm-hmm. John's one of his real drives is to strip away conventional thinking. And this exercise, every time they have a certain inclination and do something, there's a result and there's consequences. So it gets them to think more deeply about issues and about things that they do, so that it's an exercise that, much as anything, gets children to think for themselves and to look within themselves for answers to questions that are really complicated, that don't have simple right or wrong answers. And you watch these children really struggle with this, but because he's such a master teacher, they love the exercise. So they live and breathe this exercise for, a two-month period. And it's just wonderful to see children so engaged with a master teacher.
So how did you first get involved in this story?
Somebody introduced me to him. I mean, it was that simple. Somebody brought me by his classroom, and I was within minutes thought that there was a film there. In a way, having the narrative arc of the game was something you could kind of see a beginning and end to a film. But more importantly, it was that beauty of the relationship between a great teacher and his students. And I thought, that's something to really kind of sink your teeth into. If you can evoke the emotion that I felt from seeing that and share that with an audience, that it would be worth spending 5 years or so of your life on.
Did it take that long?
I guess 5 years from this spring is when I was introduced to him. And there was a year of failed attempts at fundraising. And then we shot the film. It was about 4 years ago. And then a lot of it is the funding and not having the funding, trying to finish the edit. And then we premiered it in February. So at this point, we're, pushing it out there, hoping that bigger things happen, basically.
So where else have you taken it?
We premiered at South by Southwest, so that really put us on the map.
Yeah.
We have been at a bunch of festivals. The biggest was one just last week. We had our international premiere in Bergen, Norway.
You mean the next biggest?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, sorry. In Bergen, Norway, there's a wonderful film festival, international film festival, and not to be rewarding or patting myself on the back, but we won the audience award for best film.
That's fantastic.
They had a tremendous amount of films, and what was really beautiful about it was they also understood the outreach mission. So not only did we have several screenings directed at the film festival audience, we also had an additional 4 screenings directed at schools and students. And we have actually about to sign on with a distributor in Norway that's going to take the film to schools throughout the country. So that for us, that's really almost a, you know, we want to have fame, acclaim, and break even money. But to get the word out to educators, like John's example, particularly the future and young teachers, that's something that's a really important part of our mission. And that's starting to happen.
So do you see prospects in this country of being able to get the film out to more schools?
Yeah, we've had, besides the film festival, I mean, we've been in, I think this is our 9th or 10th film festival. But besides that, we've also had screenings at some pretty impressive universities. We've been at here, at Georgetown, at University of Pennsylvania, and just last week set up a screening for the spring at Harvard. So I think by kind of attracting the leaders of kind of the of ed schools, perhaps the mission will filter down, and that what our real hope is to be able to create an educational package with the film that goes to ed schools, so that there really is a teaching tool with the film that affects future teachers. And I'm really encouraged, John. We're going to be speaking to the College Board and showing the film at their 10-state convention in Atlanta in February. Those things are really hitting. John's effect on teachers is, and you know, the film represents it. It really connects emotionally to what potential there is with a good teacher and how they can tap into students. It works. I've seen it with enough audiences to know that people are really affected by seeing